when your podcast why evolves. Welcome back to the Podcast Why. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy, your trusted friend in podcasting. This show is here to help you reconnect with the real why behind your podcast so you can keep showing up with clarity and confidence. This is episode 1 of season 5 of the Podcast Why. We're titling it Sustaining Your Why Over the Long Game. It's built for the podcaster who's been at it a while and needs to stay in it. It covers the evolution of the why, the comparison trap, natural podcasting seasons, guest strategy, using listener feedback as a strategic mirror, navigating life interruptions, and closing with the recommitment review framework. This episode 1, we're going to kick it off with the evolution of the podcast why. When we talk about your podcast why, the core reason you're doing this work, episode after episode, season after season, it's easy to treat it like something you find once and carry forever. A plaque on the wall. A mission statement you write in year one and never revisit. But here's what 10 years of working with long-term podcasters has shown me. That podcast why evolves. And the podcasters who struggle most are often the ones who either don't notice it's changing or feel guilty when it does. I've worked with podcasters who started their show with a burning desire to share their story. And 3 years in, they realized the story had been told and what they really wanted was to help others tell theirs. I've worked with others who launched to grow an audience and discovered their real why was much quieter. They wanted to think out loud, work through ideas, and connect with a small specific group of people who were doing the same work. Neither of those shifts is a failure, but both of them are growth. The question isn't whether your podcast why will change, it's whether you're paying attention when it does. So what does an evolving why actually look like from the inside? Because it rarely announces itself clearly. It usually shows up as something subtler. It might feel like low-grade resistance before recording. Not full-blown burnout, but a kind of a drag that wasn't there before. It might show up as restlessness with your topic. A sense that you've said what you needed to say about this and you're not sure what's next. It might appear as envy of other podcasters who seem to be doing something that resonates with you more than your own show currently does. I've worked with podcasters who mistook all of these signals for laziness or lack of discipline. What they were actually experiencing was their podcast why trying to update itself. The fix isn't to push through and ignore it. The fix is to sit with it, to ask honestly, what do I actually want this show to be doing for me and my audience right now? Not what you wanted it to do 2 years ago. Not what you told people in your first episode. Right now. Your podcast why is allowed to grow. In fact, if you've been podcasting seriously for more than a year and your why hasn't shifted at least a little, that might be worth examining too. Here's the practical piece. When you recognize your podcast why is evolving, the worst thing you can do is either ignore it or blow everything up in response. Instead, treat it like what it is, an update, not a replacement. Sit down with your original why statement, read it honestly, ask yourself which parts still feel true, which parts feel stale, and what's missing. Then rewrite it. Not from scratch, but as a revision. You're not abandoning where you started. You're honoring how far you've come. Once you have an updated why, look at your upcoming episodes through that new lens. Do they still make sense? Do some need to shift slightly in angle or framing? The show itself may not need to change much at all, but the clarity you bring to it will be sharper and listeners will feel it. Your why is a living thing. Give it room to breathe, room to grow, and the regular attention it deserves. That's how you stay in this for the long game. You can book a clarity call with me. Just head over to my podcast guy online and look for the book a clarity call link. We'll map your podcast why to your business and your business to your podcast so it all feels coherent. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Why. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.